When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys. Please don't use my real name because I would die even more than I already did when this happened. All caps.
Okay.
But I have to find a new chiropractor.
Oh, no.
And that sucks because I really liked him. But there's no way I'm ever going back after what happened.
Okay.
So if you've ever been to the chiropractor, you know the adjustments can be kind of violent on your body.
Sure.
You're all twisted, and then they crack you, and it's forceful. And, well, you can probably guess, yes, a big fart came out.
Oh, no.
I didn't know what to do. So I actually said, and why did I say this? But I tried to blame it on some noise in the back of the room.
Like the chiropractor wasn't going to know?
Yeah. Did something just blow up in the back of the room? You might want to check that. I said, oh, I could see the other people on the chairs waiting their turn, trying to hold their giggles. To my doctor's credit, he didn't skip a beat and said, we'll absolutely check that out. And then he winked at me. But yep, never going back. So please tell me I'm not the only one who suffered horrible embarrassment this week. Rudy Tooty Trudy.
That's what you chose to call her?
That's what I call her.
Rudy Tooty Trudy. No. I bet chiropractors hear that all the time.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
And just fun noises from the people that are getting adjusted.
Oh, exactly.
Just
yeah, that's exactly what I do. Like, I don't understand how you can't, like...
make noise?
Yes, because they force it out of you. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Exactly. Yes. My noise laugh. And I, on purpose, I make sure I go in an empty stomach. Like, I'm not risking that. I'm certainly not eating Mexican before.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine? No. No. I'm just, no. I'm setting myself up for success.
Right.
By going on an empty stomach.
And just making the natural noises that your body would normally make.
Exactly. The grunting.
Like, what would that be?
I'm not doing it. No.
I mean,
take your finger off the button. Take your finger off the button. I see your button. Oh, okay.
I don't have any fingers on any buttons,
no, but
Kelly.
We're still recording this entire show, so you can go back and grab it. I'm not doing it. I'm not falling into your little trap again. I'm not. You're not going to have a grunting Kelly button. You're not going to do it. Not today.
I'm just trying to understand what it would sound like with you at the chiropractor, because I haven't been.
I did it once.
Okay.
I'm not doing it again.
Okay. What'd that sound like?
No. I'm not doing it again.
Help me, Kelly.
No, I'm not helping you.
Help me paint the picture.
I'm not going to paint the picture. Everybody knows.
Of Kelly on the table as the doctor is twisting her around.
I'm not doing it. You cannot. I'm not falling into your trap.
I'm not touching anything.
No, I understand. I understand. But we are recording. We are recording this entire show. It all gets done, and you can go back and find it and lift it and use it against me for years and years and years and years and years.
No one will even understand it at that point.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then you're going to say, oh, we have the moment when Kelly first saw a man naked. And then you have me going, that kind of thing. Did you get it? That's great. I hate you. I hate this show. I hate them. Why? Why? Are you getting it? Roll it back. Roll it back.
So the fun thing that we've always found with this show is...
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
so predictable.
Magically, we have the audio of the first time Kelly ever saw a man naked.
That's not a compliment.
Not for the guy.
That's not a compliment. That's great.
Poor guy. He didn't even, he was just trying to have a little fun and.
Yeah, Brad, the love physician, did you get that? Did you get that just turned in? What sound did Kelly make? Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh,
did you get
that? You didn't know?
Did you get that? Thank you, Brooke. Yes, I know. Kelly loves wieners. That's great. Thank you so much. You got another one. You got another version of that one. Did you get that one? That's great. This is wonderful. I love it when we can take the other people's things and turn it into new Kelly buttons. What a magical thing. I hate you.
It's all right, Kelly.
Why are you not going through the myriad of all the buttons right now?
Because we don't need to. I'm way more mature than that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We don't need to go down the list of all the things that Kelly said over the years. So Sorry, we're getting off track.
Right, it's Rudy Tootie Trudy we're talking about.
Rudy Tootie Trudy with the booty.
She just needs to go back to the chiropractor. She likes him.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly.
Just don't eat beans next time.
Right.
I'm just assuming.
So what's the most embarrassing moment you can recall in your recent memory? Something that just continues to haunt you. It will just pop in your brain and you're like, this happened years ago. Why am I still thinking about this?
Kind of like every day on this show for me.
Yeah, see? Just like for Kelly. What's that noise again?
Nope, not doing it again. That's it. That's all you get.
Look at my hands. I'm like a blackjack dealer. I have to show you my hands. They're free of any cards.
It's magical.
I have no cards.
How you captured the last one with no hands. That's great.
Hey, I can't help it, Kelly.
Uh-huh. You can. You actually can. That is something you can help.
All right. Anyways, 502-795-1997. Thanks to our listener, Rudy Tootie Trudy, we have now started talking about the most embarrassing moments that you just can't escape, right?
Uh-huh.
They're just things that continue to haunt you even after it's been months, maybe even years. Because she passed gas at the chiropractor. Basically, that was it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she blamed it on a mysterious noise in the back of the room. You better go check that out.
Right.
And the chiropractor was all like, yep, I sure will.
Eric messaged us, said, don't feel bad. Picture this. Leg press machine, peak gym hours, 10 to 15 people around me, all sweating and working out. I press for the final rep and the most vile protein fart known to man echoed in the halls. I couldn't sprint back to the locker room because the weight was so heavy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is so... Yeah, because you're exerting...
You're exerting.
A lot of energy. Yes. All of that. Oh, my goodness. And by the way, there are many people on Facebook that are just urging Rudy Tootie Trudy to go back to that chiropractor.
Yes.
Don't let a fart keep you from going back. It's part of nature. I know
nature.
You're not the only one that's happened to.
Right.
Especially them pushing on your body like that. You're going to be fine. He's probably forgotten about it already.
Probably forgotten about it already.
Until he sees you again. But that's okay. You should still go back.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa says, we took a field trip for a high business class to National City Bank in Louisville while we were there. Had lunch in the building's cafeteria. I was standing by my friend Tabby. I kept talking to her without realizing she had walked away. And I said Tabby's name several times. When I finally looked up, a very professional business lady was looking at me completely horrified. I ran to my group of friends in total embarrassment. More than 30 years later, I still live that moment every day. I'm dumb.
Yeah, it's the ones that you just relive over and over
Well, and who knows what she was talking about with Tabby. Maybe it was personal information.
Well, and then we get this message from Chris who says literally 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
He still remembers this, pulling an all-nighter final at the School of Business there at U of L. Been drinking Mountain Dews, trying to stay awake. Obviously had to go to the restroom, right? When I walk in, I thought, man, when do they get rid of all the urinals? But then I proceeded to do my business. As I walk out, bumped into a lady walking in. Without thinking, I asked her, where do you think you're going? To which she responded, where do you think you are? As I looked up, I saw the sign that said women on the restroom door and heard the applause of everyone in the study area. And I realized my mistake.
Oh my gosh.
I'm on to that for 30 years. My gosh.
Oh, wow.
All right. So Cheryl, yours involves, a sore on your bottom, right?
So about 5 years ago, I had an abscess on my booty and had to have it lanced and drained and all kinds of things. And that was embarrassing enough.
Sure.
Oh, no.
But my sister is a nurse practitioner. So about day two, after the procedure, she wanted me to send her a picture to make sure it was healing okay.
Oh.
And so I had my husband take a picture. It was kind of in the booty crack.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Oh.
So I had my husband take a picture so I could send it to my sister. Picture done. Picture sent. But what I forgot was that I was texting with my daughter's school secretary that morning.
What?
And I accidentally sent the picture of my abscessed booty to the school secretary.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And so, if it only ended there, I was like, Tony, how do I unsend the text? And he was like, you can't unsend the text.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So then I did some damage control and was like, I'm so sorry. Fortunately, she knew my sister.
Yeah.
And so that was okay. But then I started to laugh and I thought, oh my gosh, she will get a big kick out of this. So I took a screenshot of it and went to send it to my sister. Nope, I sent it to the secretary again.
Oh my gosh. You really need to learn how to work your phone.
You need to text with care, take your time, proofread. Oh.
Well, and that's what I said. I was like, Kim, I'm so sorry. I clearly should not have access to text messaging.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
The awkward text message. That is so great. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Did your abscess clear up? What, are you fine now?
Oh, no, totally fine.
Oh, good news.
Okay, good.
Good news.
Okay, bye.
These are good stories. These are good.
By the way, Chris was like, okay, no longer embarrassed by my story after hearing her abscess booty story.
We may have to come back to this, all right?
We do have a couple more rolling in on the text line for
sure. All right, we'll come back to this a little later in the show here on 99.7 EJX. Thank you for the stories.